The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Here's a question for you. Do you and your other half have a joint account, or do you manage all your finances from separate accounts? Well, according to wealth manager Money Farm, joint accounts are beginning to go out of date, with some 44% of those who are in long-term relationships thinking that that's what they are, outdated. So what's the best way to manage joint funds as a couple? David Quinn is Managing Director of InvestWise. He's with me in studio. David, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Were you surprised at the results of this survey?
Not at all. And clearly we're about to start a big row on a Friday afternoon just before the weekend with this topic, because it's very topical, especially with the way banking has gone in the last few years with Revolut and the likes. These online banks are so easy to use. It makes transferring between accounts a lot easier. So people's bank accounts have gotten more fragmented than they used to be. So this doesn't surprise me at all.
Now, the fact that they, you know, both people in a couple tend to be working these days, so they both are earning money, and the employer will say, what's the account number to which this is paid? So they normally start out separately, and then they become a couple, and then they have to make a decision.
Yeah, so it's a really big change and a really big transition from independence, as people think they are, to some sort of tied, joint financial relationship. And most people will just carry on, rather than grasping the nettle and making some big fundamental decisions around this, they just carry on as they were. They have their own bank account that was probably set up while they were in college. They were sold by Bank of Ireland or AIB, an account, and they continue with that account. And then if they're somewhat organised, they'll agree a transfer from the joint account into the main, into a new joint account to pay for the bills and the mortgage.
The issue is the mortgage, the big bill that happens every month.
Childcare, whatever.
Utilities, childcare. Yeah. All of those things. Yeah. I mean, some people might try to divide the labour. You pay for this and I'll pay for that. But that can change change dramatically.
And I see, you know, if one person is earning significantly more than the other, they'll split the bills pro rata. It all gets very complicated. And also then I do see a conflict where there's a significant difference in the earnings, that the higher earner will want to keep a little bit more aside for their savings, and they'll split the bills evenly, and they have a surplus and the other doesn't, and there's, so people can be held hostage a little bit.
So you're each contributing equally because you are equals, but the person who has the greater income has the greater surplus.
I have seen that, and I've seen people being held hostage to that, and you know, in some people's minds, the mental accounting of that makes sense. And when you look at it from the outside, it probably doesn't.
What are the hazards of a joint account, though? If people put all their income, each party, into one joint account, and one person, you know, needs the hair done every 3 weeks at 250 euros a pop, and the other fella goes to the Turkish barber and pays 30 euro.
Yeah. So before I even worry, like, I hold my hand up and say I love one single joint account for everything. I think that's the best way for couples to manage their finances. But I don't get totally hung up on the structure. What I want to see couples doing is sitting down and being open and transparent about their money and treating it as a partnership and having some teamwork about it. Then if they have separate accounts and running away money and all the rest of it, and one is spending slightly more than the other, there's transparency. And for spending under 500 quid, it probably doesn't matter too much once they're open about the big spend. The set of golf clubs or changing the car or whatever, you know. So I like to see a joint account. It makes it really easy to manage money, but it's much more important to be open and transparent and treat it as a team.
That open and transparency where they start looking at the line-by-line expenditure in the account.
Yeah.
And it turns out someone is spending rather more, perhaps, than the other suspected.
Yeah, so I've been through this a lot over the last 20 years, and for the first few months that happens. And everyone looks, I can't believe you're buying a latte every morning in Starbucks or whatever. After a few months, that dies away and people realise there has to be a bit of give and take. And if you give a little on spending, then you'll get a bit in return. And it starts to balance out fairly quickly.
Now, the number of people who have these savings accounts that they don't tell the other half about, explain that.
Yeah, so this, the famous running away money is a little bit of a insecurity. And also it's a cry for independence, that people don't necessarily want to give up full control of their hard-earned cash to their partner.
I mean, clearly, and vice versa. If there's any kind of domestic violence issue or coercive control or elements like that, you know, that might be a precautionary principle for someone in that kind of relationship, that they think, I'm not going to stick this for life. I know I'm going to get out.
It's vital. And the children's allowance is often used for that kind of thing. When we get into those unfortunate circumstances, the children's allowance can be a valuable little safety net for people. But for the vast majority of people, it's literally just to have a little bit of independence, to be able to buy a gift for your partner without them knowing little silly things like that. And also, you know, the odd sneaky spend.
I mean, idea, you buy the flowers, it goes on the account, and is that all you spent on those?
Or is that how much you spend?
Yeah.
But I do think, when I recommend the full joint account to people, I do recommend a transfer out into an independent separate account for those, to give people a bit of independence. That is important, but it should, and I feel it should come out of the joint account rather than the other way around.
Now, you mean you put all the money in to begin with, yeah, and then you disperse elements to the individuals.
Yeah, to have your independence.
Own account.
Yeah.
Now, the changing circumstances, I mean, it could be that you've got organized everything and then one party is on maternity leave and suddenly that income goes down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where difficulties may arise, that the mother in this case might be broke.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I have seen cases, plenty of cases where the mother, the female in the relationship in a married couple, often tends to be the one who's a bit more conscientious on spending. And I have seen cases where the woman has spent every penny she has to try and keep the bills in paid. And I know that the husband has a separate account with a surplus. And
she's scrimping and saving,
struggling
to make things work.
Yeah, so this all comes back to the teamwork element of it, that it's a team. And if one partner isn't making as much money for a period of time, maybe to look after kids or for whatever reason, or between jobs, that there's a partnership there and that they're being fair about it.
Now, your idea that everything goes into the joint account and then there's small disbursements regularly to the personal accounts of the two parties, that would smooth things over in the event of family arriving.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so easy to manage now with the way banking is. But also, if you have one joint account, it makes it so easy to budget. You just look at the balance on the bank account every month and see, okay, we're not overdrawn, we're doing okay, we're saving. Whereas if there's four accounts or five accounts on the go, it's almost impossible to keep track.
Yeah, in your experience now, looking at the different age cohorts, how different is it, say, the under 30s, the under 40s versus the under 60s or 70s?
Yeah, the under 30s and to a lesser, it's a straight line, basically, from the younger cohort who will have a DeGiro account, a Paddy Power account, they'll have five or six different accounts that they're playing around with. And with Revolut now, you can as easily have money sitting there in the bank account in Revolut, or you can be trading Bitcoin on it. You can do whatever you want on the flick of a phone. So I see that a lot with the younger cohort, whereas our 60-year-old plus clients will literally just have AIB or Bank of Ireland. That's it.
Looking at some of the text coming in. Me and my husband use an app called Splitwise. It divides shared expenses and splits the bills. Great for the person who always stops on the way home from work to pick up a few bits for dinner. Guess who that is? We have joint savings, individual Revolut accounts and a joint spending Revolut. We pay into the joint savings and the joint spending as per how much we earn. The person who's got the greater income still has the greater surplus, but it's fair-ish. I earn less, but also as a woman, I have way more basic expenses in terms of haircuts and medical expenses. My husband and I have a joint account for bills, but our own accounts for all else. How else can you get a nice gift for your other half or a bit of sneaky shopping? He jokes that I spend my money and his. So that's the old joke too. Read the equal division on bills. I'm a great believer, especially when there's a significant wage gap, in using percentages so that each are equally affected by the impact of those bills. That's from Brian in Cork. When married, it's our money, not my money. Joint decisions. Married 23 years. It's our house and our cars.
Love that.
I had a joint account until the electricity was not being paid. It cost me a bomb with a red letter. Never again, says Aidan.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he thought the money was in the account, the joint account, but it had been spent.
Yeah. Yeah. That's even harder to keep track of when there's five different accounts on the go.
At our mature age, my wife and I started a joint account thinking that if one of us died, the other would have easy access to our funds. The experience of others suggests that this does not make things easier and, in fact, in one case, more difficult. That's from Peter.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. And it does make things easier if there's a joint account. Just when probate can take quite a long time now and if there's any capacity issues, getting access to the money is vital. Mm.
This one, that guy, in other words, David, is talking as if all couples are equal. Some are mismatched as savers and spenders. And so having personal accounts are important. That business of some people do like to spend. And other people do like to save.
Yeah, although I think that's still about communication. And if there's a real mismatch, maybe there does need to be even more transparency in those cases.
We got married last year and both are working, earning similar salaries. Should we be taxed jointly or separately? we haven't changed to a joint account. There is a separation now, isn't there?
No, it doesn't really matter. The rates and the allowances are all the same, whether you're separately assessed or not.
Anyway, it's a big talking point. I have to tell you that because people are very involved in our conversation.
Good.
David Quinn, Managing Director of InvestWise, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.